After a long, grueling shift on the ice, I skate to our bench, where I hop over the boards and unhook the strap on my helmet. Slipping it off and handing it to the trainer, I tell him, "Something feels off around the chin. It's rubbing on the right." I rake my fingers through my jet black hair, wet with sweat. "Can you check it out?" "I'm on it, Arden," he replies as he turns away from me, helmet in hand. As he gets to work on the wonky strap, I squeeze in between Hayden Harrington and Nils Sten. Both of them play on the top line with me. I'm positioned at left wing, while Nils is on the right and Hayden is at center. It's a good combination with lots of chemistry. That's why, as a unit, we score a lot of points. But not so much tonight. Which sucks, since it's Game 7 in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs and a must-win for us to move on. "Damn, this team doesn't look tired at all," Hayden remarks, shaking his head. "And this is the second overtime." "You're not kidding," I scoff. "I'll tell you one thing. I sure am feeling all of my 30 years right about now." That makes both of my linemen laugh as they think I'm joking. Too bad I'm not. I really do need this brief reprieve off the ice to recover. When it comes to a hard game of playoff hockey, even when it is only in the first round, I'm learning 30 is definitely not the new 20. My birthday was a week and a half ago, right when the series between us, the Atlanta Thunder and the Tampa Bay Lightning, which has been dubbed the Thunder and Lightning Battle, got underway. My teammates threw me a big surprise party at the new home Hayden and his fiance Addison had just built. Their house is right down the road from mine, just a stone's throw away, really. So tricking me into coming over was easy. Hayden just said he had a heavy piece of furniture he needed help moving. I fell for it. And the minute I walked into their place, I was met with raucous cheering, falling balloons, bursts of confetti, and shouts of surprise. There was also a big black and silver banner, our Thunder colors, strung up on the wall. It read, "Happy 30th birthday, Arden." It was a good time. And I swear everyone was there, pretty much all of my teammates and a lot of the staff, too. Good thing Hayden and Addison have a big-ass house, much like my own. Both are red brick structures with black shutters and a lot of land. We own so much between the two of us that we're the only houses on our little country lane. I suspect it will stay that way. Lately, though, I've been questioning why I bother having such a large home built on a big, expansive property. I mean, it's not like I'm married or have children. Or even almost married like Hayden.